Honor Molloy is a gifted actor, author, and playwright. She's spent the last decade turning her memoirs of growing up in an acting family in Dublin into the memoir Smarty Girl. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Today on Musings, Honor Molloy tells a Christmas tale from her childhood, an excerpt from her new book.
Christmas Eve in Dublin. I'm 5 years old. My mother and father take me last-minute shopping on Moore Street, the open-air Dublin markets where market women sell fruit and things off their stalls. Christmas crackers, 10 shillings a box. Stars for the top of the tree. Mechanicalized toys. Angels and stars, 2 shillings a box, the little laringes. And there on the cart, trays and trays of tangerines. That's what my mammy calls them. I pick one up, hold it fat in my hands, pull it to my nose, and smell. The tangerine seller turns to me. Like the little laringes, would ya? I like them little laringes. The whole box. Sacrum Jasekin, yous must have the little laringes at Christmas. Because on the first Christmas Eve, have yous not heard the story? Well, way back in Bible days, there was Mary and her husband Joe, a carpenter. Mary was a spouse most chaste, and yet in the mystical body of Mary, a great swell was a-stirring. For Mary is going to have a babby, and not just any old babby. This will be God and Mary's son, Christ the King, the Lord of everything. Lulay, lulay. Mary and Joe, over they go, over the living roads, slouching off to Bethlehem to have the babby born. They knock at every stable hall and inn, and bang, nothing. No rooms left. Gates. Them landladies. A brood of vipers. Don't care if Mary and Joe go to the gutter. Anyways, la la, doesn't night come? There's the moon, going hoo-hoo, and flocks of stars o'erhead, gala ecstasies of stars. And at the veriest edge of sky, precious Mary spies the one winky star, and that one winky star says to her, "Follow me, Mary." Mary says to Joe, says Mary, "Holy Joe, folly that star." So they folly that one winky star, cross desert sands and rocks, till they reach a cow shed. "Are ya mad, woman? This cow stall's no place for a bleeding babby." "Shut up, Mr. Joe boy. That one winky star has found me a nest for to birth Christ the King, the Lord of everything, luli lulay." "Super dupers," Joe mutters. "Amn't I nearly killed knackered from all these goings on, leading that manky donkey and such." He spreads fresh yelly straw in the cow trough. Once he's got the field straw tucked in, Mary stands. Gone are her slothy clothes. She's wearing a petticoat of damask red under a holy blue, holy wimple. When sacra familiars, doesn't God part the heavens, hurl down the star, and doesn't that star come screaming through the ceiling and plop, lands in the cow trough. There's a whirling wheel of light, and star of mercy, star of grace, there in the field straw is the naked Baba Jesu. If you saw him, you'd eat him like salt. At the self same time, there was a gang of fellas from the Valley of Kings following the very same pointy star. And didn't that pointy star point them king fellas in the direction of Mary's cow stable? When they arrived, they joyed to find the sacred enchanter getting his chubby chins tickled by his mammy in glory am. Be gab, be gob. That cowshed was mental, absolutely mental, because there's tribes of aminos what came with the kings. Lions, ostriches, peahens, a harpy fluting the pipes, the priest swinging his chazoo bells, and far at the back of the rear was a young shepherd lad and his doggy, Patch. On that first Christmas Eve, all the guests brung their gifts to the great god, Babby Divine. There was gold and frying pans and more. After everyone had given their prezzies, the little shepherd boy nudged up to the babby in the straw. He was sneaking his prezzy on the pile, see, cause he was shamed, shamed. It was far too insignificant next to the gold frying pans, for it was only a weensy basket of little oranges. Soon as he set out the basket, didn't the babby divine grab up and gobble down all the little oranges, flinging peels at the peahens, spitting pips and wiping his sticky hands on his swaddly clothes. Telling you, Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without the little oranges. The tangerine seller settles a tray of little oranges in my arms, each one wrapped in silver foil like a present. "Ma'am, and Daddy and me carry our Christmas food and our gifts and our gifts and our gifts over the glittering Liffey to home. All the stars for sixpence, sixpence for all the stars.
Anna Molloy, her novel Smarty Girl was published earlier this year. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.